This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Blogging into business, as it were, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. You can tell my voice because it's the masculine, it's the male voice. You'll never confuse me with Victoria's voice or Jennifer's voice or Jay's voice. They're on the feminine side of things, and that's a cool thing. It takes three of them to take on me. You see, that's the real impact of it. It takes three really strong,
you're
smart
so much
women.
Man.
Yeah, that's what it is, Jennifer. You got it. All right, speaking of how much man there is, I'm looking around at some of the things. As I prepare to discuss things with you each day, I sometimes stick my nose into other businesses and find that I don't really want to talk about some of this stuff because life's too short to get myself and you and everybody else all worked up. But this whole business about the U.S. Capitol Police and the officers who have left after the January 6th riot and the continuing focus on that, it just seems to me that I would like to have a magic wand and have it all go away, but I don't want it to go away unless we have all of the answers. And the answers to questions, I guess, depends on who's asking the question and what the question is and how many of these questions are relevant versus irrelevant. So why have 200 officers...
Sad. Isn't that what's so sad about everything right now? It's like everybody just gives you a side and no one gives you a real answer.
Right.
There's a lot of leadership issues at the Capitol Police. And so there's been a lot of switch in leadership. Admittedly, what's kind of the quiet thing behind the scenes is that there have been a lot of shuffling and reorganizing. Remember, this is a group so during January 6th and the days leading up to it, the Trump White House, I'm not going to say it's President Trump himself because I just don't know, but the White House had said we need extra security on the day of January 6th. That was denied by the Capitol Police, who's headed up by Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. Now, no one likes to talk about that, but that is a fact. And why was it not given? Why, you know, what was the motivation for not having extra Capitol Police, extra security, even the National Guard called in at that point? And, you know, there's been no real answer on that. I think you've also had a lot of scrutiny at the Capitol Police. There's been a lot of questions as to why many of them were on video moving barricades aside and
letting people in. Oh,
right. And were they given that order from somewhere, or were they making that decision themselves? And by the way, it can be political on both sides. You could say, well, they were sympathetic to the protesters, and they said, yeah, go on in. Or there are a lot of people on my side of the aisle who think that Nancy Pelosi was somehow giving the order, because this is totally going to be used in midterm elections to try to paint Republicans as insurrectionists so that they can try to shut down voters. There's schools of thought on both sides about what this could have been.
But
we'll never get an answer.
But I would also think if you just look at, like, logically, you know, her office was raided. I can't imagine that anybody who didn't, and there were plenty of phone calls back and forth, you know, with the Senate and Trump talking to people, specifically Republican senators. I mean, there's so much stuff behind the scenes. But for anyone to imply that any Republican House member or Democratic House member would want strangers rifling through their desk and their office, zero sense to me. Mm-hmm. So
I think to a sensible person, you are absolutely right. But when you talk to
people felt like their lives were in danger.
Some people did. I've talked to people, a couple of friends of mine who say, yeah, it was tense times. And I talked to other people who say, well, no, it wasn't as bad as people make it out to be. I mean, it really depends. But the question is, why aren't we getting the answer to why those officers moved barricades back? Why aren't we having, we've had hearings with the head of the Capitol Police. Why aren't we getting to the bottom of that kind of stuff? And this is what makes people crazy, is that it is only centered on the political and the stuff that is going to be used for determining elections, rather than, like, what happened here? Like, can somebody just, like, non-politically tell us what went on? Because I don't know if we're capable of that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You look around at the business of the people, if you will, that is, that's what Congress is supposed to be about, but instead they all fight with each other about Lauren Boebert or this guy. What's the guy with the greasy hair who is into it that went on tour with Marilyn Taylor Greene?
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Matt Gaetz, right. Is who you're talking about?
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, by the way, I saw yesterday, you're going to love this, Victoria, somehow or other I was distracted in checking out the story with Lauren Boebert in Focus, but then I saw that Marjorie Taylor Greene was in the background, so I went to my usual checking point, and there's a new video of Ms. Greene doing, she's in a gym, and she's doing, what do they call it? I did it for a while. That's crowd. Now, what's the, when you do all the exercises?
It's called working out.
No, it's not. It's more than working out. It is working out. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. When you go from one run, from one activity to another, to another, to another.
HIIT training?
No.
Well, that's what it's called, high-intensive interval training. That's what it is when you go from one thing to the next.
So anyway. Have you seen that video of her?
Why would I watch a video of an idiot like her in the gym? I don't care.
It's really interesting. I know you
don't. I know. You have a thing for her. You've got a physical crush on her. I don't care, and I don't get what's the reason for that? Why is that newsworthy? People go to the gym all the time.
Yeah, I do. I know that, but the way she's gone about it, it's really, okay. So I knew as I brought this up, you would try to put me down.
I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying I don't understand the point of talking about someone in the gym. AOC goes to the gym all the time. Should we talk about that too? Do we want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's Pilates? Like, I don't care. Really? I mean, but I'm saying, like, why do you care? Only that you have a crush on her, and I don't understand that at all, but okay.
Well, it has to do, I'm shallow when it comes to that.
Right.
When it comes, I'm happy to admit that I'm shallow.
Jen, are there any congressmen that you like to watch in the gym? Am I the only one who finds this not interesting?
No, I'm sure there's probably a few I wouldn't mind watching in the gym. I just have to dig around for them a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm really annoyed with myself because CrossFit. Thank you. There it is. All right, she's into CrossFit. That's what the workout is all about. So listen, got my thing, and so that's my thing.
Sure.
All right. Now let's see. As long as we're in Washington and at the Capitol, well, I will be tomorrow. The body of Bob Dole.
Are you going to try to find her? Be honest.
No. I'm good.
It wouldn't be hard.
Actually, she might be invited. Hey, Phil, see if, that's an idea. Get, tell Richie to get Jim to invite. I bet you she might come because Radio America is kind of across the board a little bit right of Wacko Center. It might be a good invitation. Maybe a little late, but anyway. Bob Dole's casket lying in state in the Capitol for the rest of the week. Congressional leaders honoring him. This is very appropriate as far as I'm concerned. He was not president, but he might as well have been. Leader. He was funny. He was helpful. He shaped a lot of foreign policy. He was a vigorous worker, obviously, for the disabled because of what happened to him, but it was like a one-man fight because everybody else ignores veterans for the most part. He was really, and because he was disabled, he certainly did a lot of work for the Americans with Disabilities Act, getting that through. So this is the most people think it's the most suitable place for him to get the final tribute that he deserves. I think he was an extraordinary patriot, as others have said. He was the, when I hear, and I got off on this too a couple of weeks ago, what is the definition of a patriot? Bob Dole is the definition of a patriot.
No kidding. Yeah. He left it all on the field.
Yep. The rest of these phonies who run around and want to be, we're patriotic because we believe this, that, or the other thing.
Or because we put a flag on the back of their Jeep or whatever. It's ridiculous.
It is. That is
they
ridiculous.
Don't serve. They're not, he lost the use of his arm in service to the country. And I didn't agree with him politically. Yeah, and I didn't agree with him politically.
I disagree with, for the most part. He was pretty much in the center and got things done.
Well, but I didn't. I'm saying I didn't agree with his policies politically, but I always had respect for him. And that we don't. We've lost that. I mean, he and Biden were on opposite sides of the aisle, but worked together on a lot of things, including the Americans, the Disability Act. But you know, it's we're losing the entire generation where someone passes away, and everyone, regardless of where you are politically, can come together and say this was an American patriot. We're losing that. Because when people who like storm the Capitol, they're not patriots. Nah. You know, we're getting so far away from any level of real true decorum and patriotism and class. We're getting so far away from everything. It's I don't know. I'm glad I don't have kids because I don't know what's going to happen with the next generation. It's pretty scary to think about.
I wonder about that with my two grandchildren as well. You're right. The DJV download, the farm download, the health downloads. We have a lot of service for you that you can take advantage of if you're a podcast listener. One of the things on the farm this week's farm podcast is a focus on climate change and whether or not it can destroy farming as we know it. Today, all the conversation about climate change certainly is impacting farming in our country and what you eat, and it will continue to do that. And then we focus on one of the things about the American Family Farmer Show is that it presents for farmers and families the connection with food, where it comes from, and also what things can be done to keep your farm going, keep it relevant, and letting people know what's going on farms around the country. That's really what this is all about. A lot of farm winter wonderland festivals going on, and we talk about that. There's one in the Washington, D.C. area. That has gotten a lot of attention, so we talk about that and point your, you know, in the right direction, if you will. So if you're interested in food and family and farm and the connection, catch the American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic vitamins and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, so there are a lot of things in my head as to the People's Choice Awards and relevance and irrelevance, and it brought me around to a survey that's out this week about radio and how people are finding music radio irrelevant, saying that the hosts and DJs don't have anything to say that's important. And it is. That's why more and more people listen to the talk on the radio, which is a good thing for us, ladies. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
All right, 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. There's a focus on Nick Cannon, who has been up and down. Can we go back for a second and remember, because I don't, well, this is how these fleeting moments of somebody being disgraced, they kind of fall by the wayside. He's back on the radio, he's back on television. I don't even remember what he did to get him booted.
He made a comment about black people being the original Hebrews or something like that.
But they are.
Right, but the way he said it, it kind of came across as very anti-Semitic. And so there's a lot of anti-Semitism in this country and around the world right now.
Around the world,
yeah. Yeah, and so, but I think he did the right thing. I'm a Nick Cannon fan. I think he did the right thing. He met with local rabbis and leaders. He had a very informed discussion. He put out some statements that were pretty, enlightened. I think he did the right thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, so now he's
back. I don't disagree with you, but I disagree with the whole thing. How do you decide on someone's intent by listening to a tone? I mean, people have different things. I say things in different ways, and are you able to read what my intent is?
Well, his words, it's not about his intent. His words were pretty strong.
So
I don't think people give a lot of benefit to the doubt, though.
I think you're right.
How often do we extend grace to people? We're just like, we don't like them. They're stupid.
Yeah, you're gone.
And they're out. Yeah,
right.
And it's that is the cancel culture. And there are so many people out there that say stupid stuff that I would just like to rip their. But you know what? I stand by them every day because we live in a country where people get to say what they want. And unfortunately, we've kind of gotten away from that where there's so much homogenized thought. And instead of growing from stupid things, a lot of people just don't. And it's,
so,
I don't know.
The sad connection here is that he married to Alyssa Scott?
No, that's his girlfriend.
Okay.
He has a lot of children. Yes.
5-month-old. He's got a lot of children, different women, I think, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So he's got had a 5-month-old boy, but apparently this youngster named Zen had a brain tumor and now has died.
Yeah.
Oof. Imagine that as a parent. You're getting to love that baby for 5 months.
Ugh.
And then And brain tumors in children are very, very rare. I guess I don't have the words for it. When I look at something like this and I think about my grandchildren, my son's new son and my daughter's son, and think about how precious they are, and then all of you who have children and grandchildren, the preciousness of what happens. I mean, I look at pictures of my son, the picture that, Sophie posted yesterday on Twitter. Brendan told me, we were talking, Sophie went out to get her booster shot, and Brendan took her and the baby, and he was in the car, and he called me, and he was holding on to Jasper, and he said, I'm going home, and I would take a bath. This will be Jasper's first real bath. And so Sophie took a picture of Brendan and Jasper in the bathtub and posted it. And it was one of the it brought tears to my eyes, actually, looking at it and understanding what kind of love there is even now, even over it's 3 weeks since the kid was born, and the amount of love we all have for him. I can't imagine after 5 months what these people have gone through, or anybody. I mean, there certainly are plenty of people listening, I'm sure, that have had tragedy involving their children. I hope not too many, but it's part of life. And so no matter what else, you really have to feel for this, knowing that parents love their children. And 5 months old, my God, it would be devastating. It has to be devastating. So anyway, he's got seven children, as it turns out. He had one with Mariah Carey. I didn't know that.
I think they're twins. They're twins. Yeah, they were married. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Brittany Bell and another baby with Abby. Is it De La Rosa? Anyway, it's tough stuff. Tough to swallow. So maybe a little downer, but a reality check here. 28 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Cities across the United States are increasingly seeing their communities impacted by gentrification. While it can often increase the economic value of a neighborhood, it creates concerns for local governments across the country. That's why IBM partnered with the Urban Institute, a nonprofit research organization, to develop a new method for using AI to evaluate the latest urban data and predict neighborhood change. IBM's chief AI officer, Seth Dobrin.
Measuring neighborhood change as it occurs is critical for enabling timely policy action that encourages inclusive urban growth. The IBM Data Science and AI Elite Team, along with the Urban Institute, develop models that empower the field to use data to provide a near real-time assessment of neighborhood change for communities. IBM will continue to help nonprofit organizations accelerate their mission with data science and AI.
For more information, please visit IBM.com.
My online sales are through the roof. Now I need to get these orders out the door.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has you covered with custom packing materials, shipping supplies, and services for your business and holiday shipping. Now buy two, get one free on select premium shipping supplies. Plus get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Supplies offer ends 12/19/21. UPS offer ends 1/1/22. In store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe area as it burned for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hillary Clinton, during a masterclass pay-per-view session, reads her presidential victory speech from 5 years ago, and she won the election.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the president of the United States.
Attorney Greg Jarrett on Fox News reminds Hillary the person responsible for her campaign loss is the person in the mirror.
Yeah, Hillary could teach a master class in cluelessness. I had the misfortune of watching all of it. It was pathetic and embarrassing and actually nauseating. I kept thinking, what kind of a person does this? Well, a person who yearns for relevance, to be sure, but an embittered person who refuses to accept personal responsibility for her own failure. She lost because she ran a hideous campaign with unpopular policies and came across as unlikable, and yet she's obsessed with blaming others, blaming everybody else but herself. Her so-called charity, well, that's a quid pro quo personal enrichment scheme. So, you know, Hillary Clinton sowed the seeds of her own demise. When she looks in the mirror, there's no reflection there. She's like the picture of Dorian Gray, who sold her soul and destroyed herself.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let's get tuned back into what's going on as we think every day about the world around us, the events of the day, the people. That's what the DJV program is all about. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan. Jay is out, and we are in when it comes to the President of the United States versus the Russian President, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Apparently, there was a video call that lasted a couple of hours. The president warned Mr. Putin that if Russia invades the Ukraine, then the U.S. will impose unprecedented sanctions. So it'll be an example of that, of a sanction that would really hurt the Russians.
Was there a while ago on the Nord Stream pipeline that we got rid of. This is what makes it laughable, is that there were sanctions already in place, and we removed those.
Why did we remove them?
Because Germany begged us to, and Germany is more important than Russia. The pipeline was 90% already built. I understand that this was a tough political call, and everyone can, you know, Monday morning quarterback, but when one of your best allies in Europe says, we need this pipeline, we need this gas, what do you do? I don't know. I think that was a tough position.
What you don't do is you don't pile up, but, you know. What you don't do is you don't shut down pipelines at home and allow Russia to get more powerful and energy independent with the pipeline that we were sanctioning. And
it wasn't an environmental thing. It's environmental here. It's not an environmental issue over there.
Didn't say it was an environmental thing. I mean, I would imagine a pipeline is environmentally the same risk whether you're in Russia or you're in America. In a pipeline,
yeah,
is
but
a pipeline.
Who, they care less about it than. We might
well, look, Biden was
more.
Biden was open about it. He didn't want to lift the sanctions, and he didn't want the pipeline to be in operation. But again, when Germany says we need this and basically begs us and says, you know, this is something that we need to go for to survive, like, how do you say no to that? I mean, that's what diplomacy is. So,
well, we did, and there are hard choices, and now we deal.
You know,
with
Trump would have faced the same choice if he had been reelected, and you know, people on my side would have said the same thing about his choice.
But that's the problem. We have sides, and this is not about sides.
Exactly. I'm just talking about being politically expedient, putting America's needs first. It looks ridiculous to shut down American pipelines and empower Russia. It looks ridiculous to scratch your head and wonder why Putin's in power and moving his troops around, because we had the upper hand. We could have negotiated with him, and we gave that up. We got nothing for releasing those sanctions on the pipeline. We could have done our best to protect Ukraine. We could have gotten something from that. But instead, I'm not saying we could have never removed the sanctions. We could have, but what did we get for it? We got
nothing. I'm going to weigh in on this in a different way. What has happened politically or to the management of our country? It has become political. And I'm not naive. Politics have always entered into it, but not to the extent that it does today, to the extent that it hampers all of our lives. And the sooner people realize this, at least from my experience, I've been around a while and I've seen this come and go and up and down and in and out. Now what we're doing is hurting ourselves greatly with this foolish attitude that this person's right and that person's wrong because they're a Republican or a Democrat. We are hurting ourselves tremendously.
But I agree with all that, but what about what I'm saying is something about that. Look, I like Trump. I don't really like Biden all that much. But I will tell you that where my perspective comes from is what's good for the country. You just heard me say maybe we could have released the sanctions on Russia if Germany really was pushing us for it. But what would we have gotten for it? Biden didn't get anything. Trump, I can tell you,
well,
would have negotiated
back to the management
for the United
stuff.
States.
I'm with you.
We're talking about the same thing. It's just about what's good
management.
For the country.
We need to manage the country.
I want to celebrate
not
Biden.
Push it. I want to celebrate the country. I'm sick. I don't give a damn about Biden. I give less than a damn about Trump or any of these other people who have become more in their own minds and the minds of people who worship them more important than the country. They are not. They're just little gnats in time that are here for a while and they're gone. The country needs to survive, and we're in a survival spiral, as far as I can see right now, with all of these things, the push and the pull, and you know, whether this country is smarter or stronger than we are, yada, yada, yada. I see a lot of that in some of the popular social media. You know, it doesn't provide for any real solutions. Hello, we've got a lot of problems that we're creating because of this stupid attitude that we have toward I'm right because I'm a Republican, you're wrong because you're a Democrat, or vice versa. It's complete
or that only
nonsense.
Republicans care about the well-being of the country.
Right, Democrats are the only ones interested in the environment or whatever it is.
I certainly
COVID.
Don't think about that, but I will tell you this much. If we don't start thinking about our country, we aren't going to have it. And we can laugh things off and we can give people passes based on our political preferences, but if we don't start operating with the country's best interest at heart, we're in real trouble. Start learning Mandarin because you might as well need it. You're going to need it.
Yeah.
And don't think for a second that Vladimir Putin and President Xi are not working in close
plotting
tandem.
Every
They're
day
working in tandem.
Screw us over.
And so is Iran. And this three forces of evil now are
why
going
do they
to
wanna,
be
why do they not like
trying
us?
To take
why,
us down.
It's all about power. It's not about, you know, it's about individual power. These guys are individual megamaniacs. The Ayatollah, he's a complete fruitcake. And Putin, I'm sure if you did a psychological exam on him, you'd find a lot of holes in his head. As far as she is concerned, I mean, I think he's probably the most stable of all of at least these three. Anyway, he's the smartest and he's he knows how to play them off of us as well. I mean, don't think they're not behind the scenes trying to play us off of them. They're orchestrating all of this stuff just to give us one more problem. I want to acknowledge my friend Jim Bohannon, who is one of the best broadcasters that I have ever known. He's been around as long as I have. He might be happy. He's one of the few people who'd be happy to say that he's a year or two older than I am, and he's been at it. We both started when we were teenagers. He was on a music station in Missouri where he grew up, and now he's been inducted into a number of the halls of fame for his state of Missouri and the Radio Hall of Fame, and now he's being inducted into the National Association of Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I just sent him a note. He's really a very, he is in person as he is on the air. And that's the note. I was talking earlier about good broadcasters and how the music radio stations are beginning to really suffer. And they're now doing some work to try to figure out what the audience wants. And the audience wants, and I'm not saying just the people that we were talking and kidding about the People's Choice Awards earlier and how it should be the Young People's Choice Awards, because a lot of the awards went to people that folks who are my age and Jim's age are irrelevant. But that's just, you know, it's just our age and it's our preferences. But I will tell you that Jim has been doing, his broadcast has been around almost as long as this one has. And he started earlier doing Larry King, but he's done local stuff. He's just a wonderful guy. And it's a good radio program that's on every evening, and I think he deserves the accolades that he's getting. And I wouldn't say that about a lot of people that get awards, because most of them are nonsense, including the radio award winners. But in his case, it really is. He's a very cool guy. Anyway, speaking of winners, I see that Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift and Bad Bunny were among the most streamed artists, according to figures from Apple Music and Spotify. So you have, Phil, you have some Bad Bunny. It's a, he's a rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have Ed
yes.
Sheeran? All right, well, you can play Ed Sheeran if you want. Ed's not controversial. This is the new Christmas song, the Ed Sheeran Elton John Christmas song, which is really very cool. Crank it up, will you?
Right now.
Let's identify or understand Victoria and Jennifer. I'm aiming this at Victoria because she's sort of our tech goddess here. When it comes to the most streamed artists, how much time actually do you Jennifer, do you spend any time listening to streaming songs, music, or is it radio only?
Mostly I use my own library, like Amazon Music. Like, I don't do like the pre.
You have your own stuff you put together.
Yeah, that's the same with me. I don't really. I listen to Sirius in the car, and then at home I listen to. I use Tidal streaming, and so I just play my. I make my own playlists.
Okay, so anyway, Ed, I'm just thinking about when I get an iPod. Does anybody even know what those are anymore? You guys don't.
Yeah,
have
they
an
still
iPod.
Exist.
They do? Do they really?
Yeah. No, they're a lot smaller than they used to be. Sure.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and Bad Bunny getting the Most Streamed Artists of the Year award from Apple Music. We've been talking about Apple and the predominance of them as podcasters. Victoria has alerted us all as we talk about our podcast that we do every day. The DJV podcast is available, and most people listen to it on Apple. We have it at our website and on other places where you get your streaming, but most of it, I think I saw some stats the other day. What is it, about 71% of the people listen to our podcast are listening on Apple?
Yeah, that's where most people get their podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify keeps threatening to overtake Apple podcasts,
right.
But I mean, it may happen, but I don't know. Because you still have to be a member. You have to pay the subscription fee to, to Spotify. So,
Olivia Rodrigo, who won.
Big year for her.
People's, yeah. How
huge
old is she?
Year. My God. 17?
Really? How'd she get started? Who recognized her?
She was a Disney kid. She was a Disney kid.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what
they all can sing, and, so. That's the thing with Disney. You get into the pipeline. I mean, we have a family friend who's a Disney kid, and you know, the first thing they asked her was, you can sing, right? And she's like, no, I'm a dancer. I can't sing. And they kept trying to get her to sing. And yeah. So, but yeah, it's most of the time, that's what they do. They just, they want the all singing, all
Timberlake
singing.
That's
where
Justin Timberlake came from, right?
He was Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. Britney and Christina. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But that was back in the day. Dua Lipa didn't. But that was back in the day where the Mickey Mouse Club was the pipeline, and now it's the Disney. It's the Disney kids. Yeah.
What's in between the Disney kids and Mickey Mouse Club?
Well, Mickey Mouse Club doesn't exist anymore.
Why not? That's an outrage in and of itself. Much as I don't like Disney, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse Club.
Who's the leader of the band who faithful you and me? M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
He's speaking of like, I'm Annette. Hi, Mickey Mouseketeers. That's like Doug's reference.
That's what it is. Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah. Like in Cubby? Was Cubby your favorite?
Yeah, I mean, no.
Who?
Annette Funicello was my favorite.
Annette, yeah.
Yeah. But Cubby was also a favorite.
I don't know who Cubby
was. Couple.
I know
one
Frankie and Annette.
Yeah, Frankie and Annette. But there was one, and I'm trying to remember her name, who got arrested for swindling somebody later in life. I remember what her. I can remember. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, the kids. The thing that is difficult about these youngsters, and I hope it doesn't happen to Billie Eilish or to Olivia Rodrigo, but you saw what happened to Bieber. And he had too much money, too young, didn't know how to handle it. He's kind of straightened out now, thank heavens, for him and his family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay now. But he was a jerkleburger as a kid. And nobody seemed to be able to, his family, where were they? So, Olivia Rodrigo.
It was really religion that got him back. He became more.
Well, the Baldwin kids are religious. Like their father, Stephen, is, and so that's probably, is she like that, the woman that, what's her name, Haley?
Yeah, they all go to that big, mega church.
48 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more. Whew. Last minute deals delivered right on time. It's the biggest deals of December. So get more because you save more with eBay's one day only last minute deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from your auto expert, my auto expert, our auto expert. His website is ourautoexpert.com. It could be myautoexpert.com. It could be your auto expert. You can have a little diversity there, Nick. Nick Miles is here.
Yeah.
And the Nick news this week includes a focus on General Motors and its announcement that it's building a new cathode plant in North America, $4 billion, so they can make the stuff they need for their own electric cars, right?
Yep. It's interesting. I think what we've learned through COVID is we've stopped relying on everybody else for stuff that comes out of the United States. I think you're going to start to see manufacturing things like tires and chips and everything else start to be built in the United States. Unfortunately, it's not something you do on a turn of a pinhead. It takes a little while to build a new factory. And so you're going to start to see those happening. And, you know, Ford and General Motors are investing a huge amount of money, as are some of the foreign companies, by the way, Toyota and Mazda. I haven't seen an awful lot from the company formerly known as Chrysler investing in factories. They got a lot in Canada. But I'd like to see those some of those come south of the border, too. But, yeah, General Motors, huge amount of money. Maybe we should just ask for a few more discounts on our cars as well.
Yeah, they got a lot of cash, apparently. Right.
Yeah, I mean, where have they been hiding this money? Fat bank account.
Didn't they go, I think, remember when they went bankrupt during the Obama administration and that they were bailed out? Maybe this is taxpayer money. Maybe we should all get discounts on our GM products because we bailed them out. They wouldn't exist. How about that?
I like the way you think. Yeah, I like the way you think. I think Ford were the only company that didn't take the discounts. But, you know, everybody else doesn't like us to talk about those. But, of course, we don't obey the rules. We don't obey the rules, do we, sir?
No. All right, Nissan has made a move this week on electric vehicles themselves. How important is Nissan anymore as an auto manufacturer? I know Honda and Toyota are big, but remember they were called Datsuns when they first came to America.
Yeah.
So What? How valid are they as a competitor?
I mean, they are one of the third largest Japanese brand. In the United States, they are very important, and the rest of the world. I mean, they are the car suppliers for places like India. They're still called Datsun, by the way, in India. But they are, they're huge, and they're part of this sort of Nissan-Renault alliance elsewhere in the world. They supply a lot of vehicles to South America and places like that. But, yeah, they sort of announced their pathway to the future. As the same as a lot of car companies have around the world, saying, you know, we're going to go all electric, which, you know, we talked about this in weeks gone by, Doug. I'm all great for everyone doing this. When you get everything sorted out, let's see what you got. And if I like it, I'll play. If not, I'll play with the toy boxes I have, you know, the toys in the toy boxes I have. But I think it's important for people to experiment and then come back to us and see what they have. But they're talking about, you know, making all of these emission-free vehicles, which is great. But as long as they have the power and the noise, I'm willing to play. That's kind of my theory.
One of the things we were talking about earlier on the DJV program were the number of accidents that have taken place in America since COVID began. Tens of thousands, I think the number is about 40,000 in this past year alone, people are getting killed because, A, they don't know how to drive, B, the distraction of using mobile devices, that sort of thing. So there are a lot of people who are looking at driving in America, oh, this is horrible. But if you lived outside of America in places like Russia, you have much more to deal with. Like all the, you know, pretty much 90% of the population of Russia are alcoholics. So what toll does that take?
Yeah, I think there's a really interesting study that I stumbled across. I think I sent you a copy. The best and the worst countries to drive in. I mean, we always complain about traffic and we complain about American roads. And we are the largest driving nation in the world, and we complain about driving in the United States all the time. Well, we should be thankful because we are the second best nation to drive in. There are a few smaller nations which are actually smaller than some of our smallest states. But America really is the best country to drive in the world. In Russia, it's pretty awful for them. I mean, the amount of congestion that they have, their road qualities are horrendous. The death rate is just absolutely terrible.
Have you ever been to Russia?
No, I've managed to avoid Russia.
I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg, and the drivers there are nuts, and they just crash into, like being in one of those what do they call them, the car crash things in the amusement park. That's what it's like riding around in Russia. Yeah, so I guess America should take some pride in that.
Watch
them on
exactly. YouTube.
Nick Miles, ZarAutoExpert.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.